Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor John Ehlers.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Cross Encounters. I remember as a youngster watching the movie Fiddler on the Roof. Our school choir did several numbers from that musical at one of our school programs. I remember enjoying the very lively music. The story is set in a Russian community of Jewish people. The movie charts the life of Tevye and his family in this village. Often conversations were recounted with the village rabbi, and one of those conversations included a question, "Is there a blessing for a sewing machine?" The rabbi responded, "There is a blessing for everything." His answer reflects a long Jewish tradition of offering short, simple blessings to God for His goodness. This practice may have its roots in Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 10, where Moses informs the children of Israel as they prepare to enter into the promised land, "When you have eaten and are satisfied, you shall bless the Lord your God for the good land He has given to you." The people of God are to continually and consistently bless God, so that they will never forget the Lord their God, who brought them up out of Egypt when they prosper and control the holy lands. We also read in Psalm 103, verse 1, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name." This act of blessing is far more than merely speaking about the character and wonderful deeds of our God. It is a confession of faith. It is a desire to return to God the blessings we have received from Him. The blessings of God, so freely showered upon us, call for a response, a blessing of the Lord's most precious and holy name. Human speech carries with it great power. Our words may be helpful or harmful. We can bless God, but we can also curse God. And when we bless God, we align ourselves with His will and purpose instead of opposing them. We kneel before God and we acknowledge that He is the one who provides us with all good gifts. Our focus is taken away from ourselves and placed squarely upon God, who provides for us. Our Lord Jesus Christ used these prayers of blessing during His earthly ministry. Before feeding the 5,000, He blessed and broke and gave the loaves to His disciples. Matthew chapter 14, verse 19. Here Jesus blesses the Lord who gives food for the hungry to eat. Following Jesus' healing of the paralyzed man, the people praised God for the authority given to Jesus in Matthew chapter 9, verse 9. This was a blessing to God for the miracle performed right before their eyes. And in Luke chapter 17, verses 12 to 19, we read about Jesus healing 10 lepers, but only one, a Samaritan, returns and loudly blesses Jesus. He publicly and thankfully blesses Jesus for the great healing which he had received by the gracious hands of our Savior. The Apostle Paul also encourages all Christians to pray without ceasing, giving thanks in all circumstances. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 17 and 18. He does not have in mind vague prayers without substance, but rather a habit of ingrained prayer, one that blesses and thanks God consistently for all of His blessings to us. As we prepare to begin a new year, many people will make New Year's resolutions. This year, I pray that I might bless God more regularly and consistently for His goodness to me. And I'd like to invite you to join with me in this exercise of faith, which can cast out our ingratitude. In the morning, when you wake up, bless God for a good night's sleep. When hurriedly passing your family in the morning as you busily prepare for your day, bless God for each of them. As you get dressed, bless God for providing you with clothing to wear. Before eating, Bless God for His abundant mercy in providing food and drink for your needs. While traveling to work, bless God for your car or for public transportation and for your job. When the sun shines or the rain falls, bless God for His love, which preserves His whole creation. And when you read the newspaper or watch the evening news, bless the Lord for our nation, its leaders, and ask God to protect and provide for those who suffer around the world. Bless God for your church, pastor, and for the proclamation and growth of His Word. When you get angry, disappointed, or even depressed, bless God for your emotions and ask Him to give you wisdom and strength to use them according to His will. Bless the Lord for forgiving you all your sins through the blood of Jesus. And when you are ill or sad, bless the Lord for freely giving you eternal life through faith in Jesus Christ, who has conquered sin, death, and the grave for us. And before going to sleep, bless God for allowing you to make it through the day, and for keeping you safe from the devil's attacks, and for watching over your family and your friends and persecuted Christians around the world. Perhaps this might sound a bit trite to you, and you might think that this would soon deteriorate into a mindless repetition of words. But think about when you were a child. Didn't your parents impress upon you the magic words and the need to say please and thank you? These simple words instilled into us an attitude of thankfulness and gratitude. Likewise, developing the habit of blessing God will remind us of all that God has done for us in Christ and how indebted we are to Him. We pray the words of Psalm 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not His benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with steadfast love and mercy, who satisfies you with good, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Amen. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and remain with you always. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.